Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hello and welcome to episode 23 of my podcast, I Shouldn't Say This, But. My name is Katie Leeson and I'm Managing Director of Social Chain UK. And with me, as always, is Producer Dodds.
Hey.
Happy Monday.
I quite like Producer Dodds as a name.
It's good, isn't it?
No one calls it me, but I quite like it.
It's your name now.
It sounds official, yeah.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. How was your weekend? We don't know because
it's Tuesday.
Last week we recorded this.
Yes.
So we all hope you had a very nice weekend.
I hope you did. And I hope you enjoyed the new format of having episodes on Wednesdays and Fridays.
You lucky, lucky people.
You get to hear more of us.
Three episodes a week.
No. Wow. The new format then, just so if you didn't hear Wednesdays or Fridays, we are now going to go out three times a week. Mondays and Fridays are a similar format. We're going to do little personal admissions from stuff that has happened to me. And then we'll also do our admission submission because we're getting loads of those and we want to make sure we cover them all off. And then we will also do my big personal admission. And then the Wednesday edition is your midweek news update of things going on in the world, but also things going on in the business and marketing world. So I hope you find it useful.
And the reason for that is because we record these on a Tuesday, if you can keep up with this. We record this on a Tuesday, so we want to give you the news as soon as possible.
So that's
why the news comes out on the Wednesday.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
You've just had an insight into the way Dodds' mind works.
If that hasn't confused you on a Monday morning, then the rest of this podcast will.
So.
It would actually be really good, can I butt in?
Of course.
Your feedback on whether you like three episodes. Do you like this format? Do you not like this format?
Yes,
because we're going
to
change.
To hear from you.
We get people saying we want to hear more of you. We make three episodes. If you say, hey, we want to hear slightly less of you, we'll go back to making two episodes.
Please shut up, Katie. You talk too much.
You want to do more admissions, then we'll do more.
Admission submissions.
If you want more little fun facts from Wednesday or more general news or more business news, if you let us know which bits you like and which bits you don't like, we will make this podcast around your requests.
It's basically all about you. We want to make something that you guys really want to listen to, and we are flexible.
My personal favourite is the admission submissions, which I said rightly this time.
Mine too.
Just because I like that. There's only me and you in here. So it's difficult to imagine listeners. So it's nice. I feel like we have a relationship with them where we're having a conversation without them being here, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and it also makes it worthwhile for me because, as I said, when I very first started this episode 23 episodes ago...
All that time ago,
that the reason that we're doing this is to help other people. So in getting your admission submissions through, it means that I know that this podcast is helping other people, which makes it worthwhile to me. So thank you for that, and thank you for sending us so many that we've now had to go to three episodes a week just so we can fit them all
in. It's such a good problem to have.
This is a great problem.
And also I think your personal admissions do that as well, because when you open up, it's like when people talk about their mental health, it's uncomfortable for them to say, but you don't know who else is going through the same sort of thing. So I feel what we're set out to do is working on two accounts.
Yeah, that's definitely the feedback that I've had, that people like the fact that I can just say things that probably normally wouldn't get said. Moving on to start this podcast for a new week, let's go through my personal admissions. I shouldn't say this, but get out of my space.
Is that me?
No, not you, don't worry. I went to an event a month ago and I was sat next to some people, and every time one person next to me made a comment, they kept hitting my leg or touching my hand.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Personal space issue there.
Yeah, and I'm not very good when people get too close to me when I don't know them.
So what did you do? terms
of obviously, I didn't
back
say
off.
Anything. No, of course, I didn't say anything. I just sat there.
Too British to too,
far
too,
too British. I probably apologised to them because we know that I say sorry
we
when I shouldn't
this,
say
Katie,
sorry.
We talked about this, Katie, in a previous podcast. You're not supposed to apologise for people touching you.
So if anyone's got any tips for me of how to politely tell someone to stop touching me and get out of my personal space when you don't know them, that'd be greatly appreciated.
I think if this is just my advice, if you'd have hit them back just a little bit harder. Do you know, if you tapped on your leg and went, yeah, good point.
Bang. Yeah, that might have worked. But I found that very odd.
That's a bit passive aggressive, maybe.
It was a little bit. Second personal admission, because we're going to fire through these are the quick ones, is that I shouldn't say this, but I really want a shiny engagement ring. Don't worry, Dave. Please don't worry. I don't want it right now.
Dave's a boyfriend, for context, by the way.
I know. He's probably just fallen off his chair. I read somewhere. I read somewhere this week that there is a movement of radical feminists. We know and love them, don't we? We've talked about this before. Saying that they do not want engagement rings because it makes it look like you are owned by the other person.
Like your property.
That you're property of someone else.
If you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it. And therefore I own you.
I would like to
which
say...
Which I think is the second line to that verse.
I would like to say, fuck that. I want a really big diamond. Wow. No, I want... I just think they're nice. Why would you not want one? I don't think it's about being owned by someone. I think it's about being part of a partnership.
Do they wear a ring? Men wear a ring.
Wedding rings.
Oh, is that what the problem is? It's not rings.
It's no.
The engagement thing.
It's the engagement
thing. But it's a
thing.
Gift, isn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong, not totally up to date with my engagement ring information, but is it that you give the engagement ring as a sign of...
it's a commitment to you.
A commitment to you, yeah. Like, I'm giving you this and it's super expensive.
Yeah.
And that's why I want to spend all my time with you.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, you know I'm all about equality. You know I want things to be equal. But in this...
I think the dog's just woke up.
He agrees with me.
Big weekend for Louis.
Of course I want equality, but come on, I'd love to be like treated like a princess every now and again.
You draw the line at big shiny diamonds.
I draw the line at big shiny diamonds.
Good to know. So from men being weird to women being weird, what's next? That was a good segue.
That was a great segue. I shouldn't say this, but why do we drink cow's milk?
Explain.
Someone made a really good point.
Didn't you have cereal this morning?
I did, with oat milk. Thanks.
Right. I thought I was being clever.
Someone said to me last week, and it made me think, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. We are the only animals to drink.
I'd love to hear your thoughts.
I think this is
important.
The big
topic. We're only 5 minutes in. God.
We are the only mammals to drink someone else's breast milk.
And nobody's talking about it.
Nobody's talking about it.
And do you know what the weirdest thing is that you told me? Is that not even cows drink cow's milk. Is that true?
Well, baby cows will drink cow's milk for a little while, like until they wean.
Just like humans.
But we drink it forever.
And no one's talking about it. And that's why on this podcast, we really break down societal norms. And we hold a mirror up to... Now I'm getting passionate now. We hold a mirror up to him and we ask him, is this okay?
If you think about that, that is quite odd, isn't it?
Don't spend too much time on it. But if you do think about it, yes, it is a bit weird.
And then I go into a weird, random, like, hole of weirdness about that thought.
That not even cows drink them. So no other animal drinks the milk of another animal.
No other animal drinks the milk of another animal. Unless I am wrong, please correct me because this is blowing my mind.
I would love someone to email in with a correction.
I'd love that too.
Someone who's got the spare time to do that.
A farmer, please tell us. I don't have cow's milk.
Since last week?
Not because of that.
Big life change.
I just prefer not to have it. Anyway, yeah, so I don't have cow's milk, but I do eat cheese, so I'm not completely dairy free. But I just thought that was a really odd thing. When you start thinking about it, why do we drink cow's milk when no one else does?
That kind of feels like the kind of thing heard in coffee shops in Amsterdam. Yeah, I'm not going to do an imitation, but you, but yeah, you're right. It is weird. So that's
and
nice.
That is
little...
also an insight into my mind.
So, and the kind of conversations that we have off the podcast.
Yeah.
So just to wrap that up, Monday morning, just as you're heading into work potentially, because this is going to go out in the morning, we've got...
Think about your milk you're putting in your coffee.
Men are weird, women are weird.
Animals
but more importantly...
Humans are weird.
We're all weird.
Yeah.
that was random.
That was weird.
I enjoyed that though.
I did too. Now it is time for our favourite part of the show, the admission submission.
I think this one's coming from a cow because it just says, stop drinking all my milk. Weird. Weird.
It does not. If you want to leave an admission submission, please do so on the website www.katieleeson.com. This week's submission reads, subject header, new boss, new problems. Ooh, I like this one already.
Sounds saucy, doesn't it?
Yeah. Message, I shouldn't say this, but thanks for the plug. I shouldn't say this, but our small team's manager of 10 years recently left the company and we're having some difficulty with his replacement. We're extremely lucky with our old manager. He motivated the team and made everyone feel important. Our new manager doesn't seem to be the best people person. He has barely taken the time to get to know us. He works in a different office 4 days a week. Unless someone has the word senior in their job title, he doesn't seem to really acknowledge them.
It doesn't say, Katie's added that in.
I added that in, sorry. Our old manager would always try and motivate us, help us with struggles and celebrate our achievements. With the new person, it's the complete opposite. The whole team is really down at the moment. We used to be one of the top performing teams in the company, and now there's a distinct apathy and dislike of work, and you can see our performance is going downhill. It's such a shame. I appreciate coming into a new role is hard, and as a new person, had big shoes to fill. But... as a manager yourself, I'd appreciate any advice as what we could try as a team to try and make things a little bit better. That is juicy. I like this one.
That's it. That's all you've got.
No.
This person's laying out their problems to you. You're like, that sounds like a problem.
This admission submission really highlights for me the importance of how your team leader and the person you look up to, what effect that has on the whole team. And that as an individual, if you are a leader within a business, you have a responsibility for everyone you have within your team. You're not just on a solo mission to be really good at your job. You're not good at your job if you're not motivating the team you have with you. For these people and for this team, what I would say, my bit of advice would be that take on that role yourself. Someone should start championing each and every member in that team. If your leader's not going to do it, one of you or all of you start doing it. Start sharing the successes together, build each other up, support each other, and you will come out of it as a much stronger team because of that. Don't wait for someone else to do it for you if you know that you're not going to get it. Make the time to champion each other and celebrate each other's successes and try and learn and take the initiative yourself. That's the only thing that I can suggest, because if this person's not going to change, unless you really want to talk to your manager and say, I'm not getting out of you what I need. I need more support. We all need more support. We need more encouragement, which is a tact you could try. Speak to your manager. Explain to them how you're feeling. They'll want to be best at their job. They'll want to make a good impression that they've started a new company, so they should listen to you. If they don't, take it on yourself. And as a team, start encouraging each other. There is obviously a massive opportunity here if your new team leader and manager is not giving you the support and encouragement that you need. It sounds like you guys had that team fire before this new person joined. There's an opportunity here for each and every one of you to step up into that role. And obviously, I think for me, what I've learned along the times is my biggest lessons have been in terms of people management, how not to do things rather than how to do things, and make sure you become a manager that you want to be and someone that you respect. So use it as an opportunity as well.
I always think if everybody's pulling their weight and there's somebody that's not, it then becomes very apparent.
Oh yeah,
like there's nowhere to hide.
Yeah.
So if they're killing it, but they're getting no support from this guy, then that's just my opinion.
I agree.
Awesome. Should we jump into the?
Now it is time for my big personal admission for this early week. I shouldn't say this, but don't try and fit in. I thought about this because we often think about topics that we want to talk about on the podcast, things that have happened to me in the past, things that happened in my childhood, events that might have happened throughout my life that have had an impact on making me who I am today. Obviously, I've talked quite a lot about migraines and how I've realised that the stresses that I put on myself can create migraines. But when I thought back about my childhood, what I realised was I was making myself so anxious about fitting in that it was actually making me poorly. So when I was probably early secondary school, and I used to go to parties. There used to be like a weekly disco thing that I used to go to.
Sounds cool.
I know, it was cool. It was really cool. We used to dance around to Oasis. It was really cool. And then also that's that same age when I was going to my friend's house for sleepovers, I would work myself up so much that either after the disco or in the middle of the night at my friend's house and I was staying over, I would be sick. And I never knew why. Pretty much every time.
Wow.
And I didn't know why. I never knew why. And it was only just recently that I realised that I did it. And then it also happened again when I started sixth form. So I went to the sixth form as part of my school. So everyone was the same. Mm. But I think I felt this sort of like pressure to fit in at 17, 16, 17, 18 that I'd never felt before.
So you'd throw up at most
days. Every morning I'd be sick before sixth form, when I started sixth form.
Oh my God.
I know.
What do you put the... What was the anxiety? I can maybe understand the trying to fit in at school, because that's tough, isn't it? And then... but what about the sleepovers and the disco? What is it that you felt anxious about?
I really... I think it was fitting in again. I think it's all like going to something where you don't know many people. I'm not brilliant in new situations with people that I don't know. And networking events and things scare the life out of me. Mm. Because I don't know why. I'm just not very good with strangers or
I totally people. Agree that like I'm a bit reserved at the beginning.
Yeah. Then, definite the introvert in me for
comes
that.
Out then, yeah.
For me, I have to really feel comfortable in someone's company before you get to see the real me, which I think is why it's probably taken like 20 odd episodes for us to start being that little bit more weird, because I am a little bit weird.
She's been wanting to bring the cow milk for ages.
I don't think I let myself, I don't open myself up for fear of criticism and fear of rejection, I think. I don't know why, I don't know why. But what I didn't realise is that was anxiety.
So how bad did it get? Like, what was the...
I don't know when it stopped. I can't remember when it stopped. But I do remember my mum being very worried about me when I was in sixth form, because obviously I was being sick every morning. I think she probably thought I was pregnant.
for months. Yeah.
But I can't remember when it stopped. It must have been when I started feeling a lot more comfortable in what I was doing. And honestly, I don't know. I don't know why it was. I don't know what it was. But I know that I was trying to fit in. I was trying to be part of this, like, the cool kids crowd, and I was trying to make a good impression and trying to make friends, and that's not, it's
so
not always easy.
No,
it's not easy.
School's tough, isn't it?
And thinking about it now and thinking about how it was, it's just so tiring. But
it's
as a
physically
child
draining.
Yeah, physically draining to try and change yourself so much that you fit in with people rather than just be yourself for fear of being rejected or ridiculed.
But really, would you be respected more? What?
I don't know, as a child. I don't know.
But you've got to try and fit in.
Yeah. And if you don't, you're like opening yourself up, aren't you, to that parapet of... Like, you're putting your head above the parapet.
But
as
then
someone
you
who's
try
different.
To fit in, and then you're being sick every day.
Yeah,
so that's
I know.
That's not a good advice to give.
No, I know. I know. It's not good, and it wasn't good. And I think now that I can learn to be myself, and I've learned that over time, and I think that's why it stopped, that I now accept that I am me.
And like, that's okay.
That's fine. I've got friends now that I have that came to the Brexit dinner party.
They might not be your friends anymore.
Yeah, I know. That I've had since I was 17. And actually, I think that's when it changed. So I was winding myself up so much about fitting in and being part of this like cool crowd. And the friends that I have now that I've had for many, many years are the friends that I could really be myself around. And we've grown up together and we will be friends for life. There was a thing I saw on Instagram the other week that was like, if you've been friends with someone for 7 years, then they're not just friends, they're family. And that's what it's like now. And that's because I just let myself be myself and they accepted me for who I was.
So was there a turning point where you were just like, I'm going to try and stop fitting in and I'm going to just be myself and that's okay? Was there a point or is it a very gradual?
A gradual thing. But also, there was one pivotal moment where the group of friends I was with, we were talking about going on holiday, and I was only 17, and my mum and dad wouldn't let me go abroad on holiday. And I told these people that I couldn't do it, and they all said, oh, no, it's okay, we'll go somewhere in the UK, we won't do it. And then behind my back, they booked a holiday.
Oh, right, so you thought, these people aren't looking after me.
No, they definitely weren't. They were definitely just looking after themselves. And that was the point when I just realised that they really weren't proper friends. And friendships then grew out of the fact that I could see that people were more aligned with, like, me.
Or liked you for you.
Yeah. It can be really hard, can't it, to stop worrying when you've got anxiety.
Absolutely.
Because you get into a cycle of worry. And I am a massive worrier. But try your best, if you can, to not worry about things you can't control. Try your best, if you can, to not worry about things that you can't control. Think about that circle of influence that we were talking about last week. The inner circle and the outer circle. All the things in the outer circle are the things that you can't control. Don't worry about those. Only think about the circle of influence, which is the stuff that you can control, and worry about those and try and make those changes. And then your anxiety should start easing off a little bit. If you are struggling and you are suffering from an overwhelming amount of anxiety and worry and stress, I have a couple of tips that really help me. One is meditation, just stopping and breathing and giving yourself that mental time just to stop your brain from working and going into overdrive. That works so well. And we've even put posters in the toilets at Social Chain to give people helpful advice when they're on the... Because this is what I used to do when I had a migraine. I used to go and sit in the toilet and meditate for a few minutes, because it had helped get rid of my migraine. We've put in the toilet a guide of how to do a quick meditation moment to help ease that anxiety.
And there's like breathing tips and breathing tips, stuff like that in there as
Set aside the time to focus on your worries, so you can reassure yourself that you haven't forgotten to think about them and they don't just pop out in out of nowhere. Some people that I know help find it useful to set a timer, so you've got a specific set of time when you're thinking about those worries, and then the rest of the time you don't have to think about them. And the other tip that I've got is writing them down, especially at night, because things can pop in your head. Have a pad and pen by the side of your bed and write down things that are worrying you, so then it's not stuck in your brain. You've got it down on paper, and then when you wake up in the morning, which you should have a better night's sleep if you've written it down, you can then start to address it. They're my tips. I suppose one way that I really didn't try and fit in too much, and I took great pride in not fitting in with the norm when I was at school and when I was younger, is the fact that I absolutely love football. And I've loved football from a very young age. And the stereotypes that you feel when you go to watch football as a girl growing up, mm-hmm. it's funny. The way that you talk about football, I can explain the offside rule. I'm not going to do it now because I need to use my fingers to do it to demonstrate what it actually means. But I can understand, and it just amazes me how surprised boys are in general about the fact that you know football knowledge and you know the names of footballers and you know where they play.
Who do you support?
Oldham Athletic.
Okay.
See, it's not even like a I'm fame hunting. I'm not glory hunting.
No.
I've been to watch Oldham ever since I was about 6 years old with my dad. It was a time when me and my dad could really spend quality time together. One of my early memories, though, of going to the football was when I was quite younger, and I used to have really short hair, and I held a gate open for a guy, and he said, "Cheers, son," and that really impacted me for many years after. It was this thing of like, why can't I be a girl and like football? Why can't I do both? Mm. Why can't I be? Why do I have to be a boy at football?
You didn't think that you could be a girl and like football?
Didn't think that I could at that time be a girl and like football. But then as soon as I started liking boys and I could then talk confidently about football, it became quite impressive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So I used it as my superpower.
That set you apart?
Yes.
Something so you're that tackling stereotypes from an
yeah,
early
tackling
age
to win the gender stereotypes. To win the heart. Yeah, for my own intentions.
I love that.
But yes, football, and just making me feel like I never really, it was weird. It was like feeling like you put that, it's weird. You don't, football as a girl, as a growing up girl, and you're surrounded by men and swearing and loud behaviour, it is a bit alien. Mm.
It's very animalistic at the football, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And I work really hard to try and not just feel like I had to fit into that stereotype as well. So I go into the football as a girl doesn't mean that then I have to behave like those men that are there to fit in. So I think the moral of this story is do not put so much pressure on yourself trying to be something that you're not. If you enjoy football and you're a girl, good. More people should. If you want to do things with friends that you didn't think were in your friendship circle because you're trying to be cool, change that mindset and just be who you are, and you will then find lifelong friends and people that you then consider family because you are more yourself than ever before.
And you, I guess be happier.
And you'll be happier.
And help with anxiety and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you don't have to try and constantly change yourself to be something else.
Nice. So that's a little motivating to go into the Monday morning. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that.
You be you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you found that useful. And I'm really hoping that you're enjoying the 3 podcasts a week. Let us know what you think. Please share. And join us on Wednesday for our news updates. We will see you soon.